This is Frank A. Bladley speaking. This 23rd day of May, 1945. At the residence of F. Dawson Bladley, number 965, Arlington Road, Erie, Pennsylvania. Our present, John A. Rosenberg, the father of Mrs. Dawson Bladley, and John E. Rosenberg, the grandfather of Mrs. Dawson Bladley. Mr. Rosenberg, Mr. Johnny Rosenberg, where were you born?
I was born in Sweden, the land of the midnight sun, the 6th of May, 1863.
You came to this country in 1863?
No, yeah.
How did you come?
No, 83. I was born 83, but I come to this country 1883.
I see. How did you come, by steamboat or by sailing vessel?
I came by steamboat. The steamboat's name was City of Richmond.
How long did it take you to cross at that time?
It took me 9 days.
Yeah. And did you come right to Erie, Pennsylvania?
No, I come to Renova, Pennsylvania, the railroad center of Middle Pennsylvania.
When did you come to Erie, Pennsylvania?
I came to Erie, Pennsylvania, the 7th of June, 1887.
Yes. And what was your occupation in Erie?
I worked in the lumber business.
Yes.
Mostly.
You have a son whose name is John A. Rosenberg.
Yes, I have a son here. He was born in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yes. Now I'm speaking to John A. Rosenberg. When were you born, Mr. Rosenberg?
July the 15th, 1891.
Yes. You've always lived in Erie, Pennsylvania?
We have that. We found Erie a pretty good place to live in thus far.
Yes. What is your occupation?
I'm a machinist by trade.
And how many children have you?
We only have the one.
And who is that?
That's Isabel Marie Rosenberg.
Yeah, that's F. Dawson Bladley's wife.
Right. She takes her first name from her mother and her second name from her grandmother.
Yeah. Who was your wife before she was married?
Her name was Isabel Frances McGrory.
By the way, she worked down at Everly's drugstore before she married you, didn't she?
She did that for many years.
Well, I want to tell you, at the time that she married Dawson, Mr. Everly became aware of the fact, and he asked me about it. And he said he remembered the lady you married when she worked for him, and she was just one fine lady.
I have found her to be that way for the last 30 years or better.
Yeah. How many children have you, Mr. John E. Rosenberg?
I had 7 children. 5 boys and 2 girls.
How many of them are living now?
They're all living.
Well, that's fine. Are they all living in Erie?
No, there's only 5 living in Erie.
Yeah. You are retired now, I suppose.
Yeah, I've been retired now for 15 years.
Yeah, 82 years old. How many languages do you speak, Mr. Rosenberg?
Oh, I speak about 8 languages.
Where did you pick up all of those languages?
In contact with the foreigners, you know, with Mexicans and Italians and Portuguese and so forth.
Yeah. And has it been useful to you in your life?
It has been very useful to me in my life. For 5 years, during the last First World War, I was an interpreter at General Electric.
I see. Mr. Rosenberg, the son, do you speak more than the one language?
Today, one is...
What?
Today, the one language is plenty. There was a time we could speak 2, but the one is gradually dropping off.
Well, you're not so lucky as your father, neither am I. I only speak one language, too. And I've contacted people who couldn't talk English a great deal at that, but I never could learn their language.
There was a time when I was 6 years old when I only could speak Swedish alone. But English was hard then. If we find the reverse today, English, of course, is our everyday talk, but Swedish is very hard to speak today.
Yeah.
But as years travel on, probably will be all forgotten. I do not know.
I suppose, Mr. Rosenberg Sr., that you're very happy that you came to America instead of remaining in the old country.
Yes, I enjoy being in America, being a citizen of America. And I don't regret at all that I left my native country, because I make much better here in this country. So I'm happy and glad that I came here.
Well, Sweden, as I understand it, has had a very good government, and the people there are quite contented until this war. Perhaps have been more fortunate in that respect than in many of the other countries. But nevertheless, I think America is still a better place than even Sweden. You think so too, I believe.
Yes, I think so. I think America is the most loveliest country in the world. I found it so.
Yes.
Dad, you have traveled and seen quite a bit of the states here in this country, haven't you?
Yes, I've seen quite a bit of America so far. And I intended to see some more, but in my advanced age, I can't travel now anymore, so I have to give it up.
Well, let's hope you can make some more journeys wherever you care to go, whether it be the East Coast or probably to the West Coast before your days are done.
Yeah, I hope so. I have not been so strong lately, but I have been around quite a bit in late years.
You're now 80.
I don't have very good hearing, and I'm 80.
How is your hearing?
My hearing is excellent. My hearing is excellent.
And how is your eyesight?
My eyesight is not so good, but I can see and read and write without glasses, though.
Well, then, I don't see why you say it's not so good, because I have to use my glasses, but I can see all right.
Well, how is your hearing, Mr. Bliley?
Not so good. I have to use a hearing aid.
Well, that's too bad. Dad has it in his legs. His legs aren't any too good to carry him through. Well, you have just the reverse. It's the hearing end of it. Let's hope we don't have either one of the two when we attain our 80th year.
I left Sweden in young years was to make a better living here in this country. And I left Sweden the 16th of August, 1883. And I came to this country in the 1st of September, 1883. I have traveled extensively in Sweden and seen the beautiful scenery and the fjords and on the coast of Norway, and also many, many great big forests where I have strolled around with my father. My father was a gamekeeper and had charge of a great big forest where I could roam around just as I like to. I am always been a lover of nature, and still today, and I have written the most of my poems about nature. I have written over 2,500 poems in different languages, and still writing some. I have composed poems in English, Swedish, Norwegian, Danish, and so forth. I love that. I always been a lover of of poetry and fine art, and to stroll around in woods. and along the streams and creeks. Nature always appealed to me since I was a child. When I was 10 years of age, my father took me by the hand and led me through the dense forests of Sweden. But I saw many wonderful things, and he, being a learned and educated man, taught me many valuable lessons that I'll never forget about nature, about plants, birds, and so forth. I shall never, never forget that. Oh, this, the beautiful land of the midnight sun. It still lingers with me. Memories from that land when I was young and could walk around in woods and enjoy nature. In this country, too, I have strolled around in many of the states. So, Pennsylvania, for most of the time, where I have been. And there is a little streamlet called Kettle Creek in Potter County, where my brother had a summer cottage. Along that creek and mountains, I spent the most of my time in the summers when we had vacation from the shops for a few days or a week at a time. Everything that I saw, I always record, took down notes, and wrote pieces about that in the Swedish papers, mostly for my countrymen. I have written for many others, but it appealed to me mostly to write for the Swedish people because I had a warm heart for my native land. In many, many years, I was engaged in doing things for my father in Sweden, in the woods. From time to time, we strolled around. And I was a lover of hunting. Oh, how many times I spent in hunting camps in Sweden, in the beautiful land of the midnight sun. Never, never shall I forget the land of my birth, where I saw so many wonderful things, and where I saw the starry heaven and the aurora borealis in the wintertime, with its radiant all over the country.